This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. You might have felt like you had to spend a ridiculous amount of money for school supplies for your kids this year. But guess who else is buying school supplies for your kids? Their teachers. Often, different teachers spend different amounts. And we know of a teacher in Ann Arbor who spends about $200 each year on glue sticks, folders, markers, colored pencils, cleaning supplies. We know of one Ypsilanti teacher who spent $700 this year on supplies, including a nice rug so her little students can sit on the floor during story time. Well, joining us now are a couple of other Michigan teachers. First, let me introduce Cassandra Joss, who is a third grade teacher in Sterling Heights. She's been a teacher for 16 years, and she joins us on the phone. Hi there.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
And here in the studio is Kara Weinstein, who's a fifth grade teacher in Ypsilanti. This is her second year of teaching.
Thanks for having me.
So do each of you spend money out of your pocket for your classroom?
I absolutely do, especially as a new teacher. It's my second year. I find every day that there's something I wish I had, and the district just can't provide it for us all the time.
How about you, Cassandra?
Absolutely. Spend money all of the time.
Is it okay if I ask how much you spend?
This year, I'm about $250 in. It will increase more throughout the year, but it has gotten less because I am a 16-year teacher.
Oh, right. So you have a collection of stuff already, yeah.
Correct.
Kara, how much did you spend?
For me, it's hard to say. Probably between $300 and $400. Just you are trying to prepare stuff, and I just don't have the stuff to prepare stuff at sometimes. So sometimes it's going out and just buying a paper cutter because I'm working at home on the weekends. So for me, it's kind of still establishing like my base collection of stuff.
Well, Cassandra, you have your base collection. What kinds of things do you buy now?
Well, I have to replace bulletin board borders every year. There are bins, storage. We aren't provided any of that. That often cracks and breaks throughout the year and needs to be replaced. Indoor recess games and things for my third graders to do. We are initially usually supplied pencils and crayons and glue, and parents contribute to that, but halfway through the year that runs out. So there are multiple things.
Kara, what do fifth graders need?
So the same things. I work in Ypsilanti, and we actually have a couple of fabulous community partners. I just want to shout out to Ipsy Kids School Supplies. We have a person named Heather who gets a lot of that stuff for us, the crayons, the pencils, stuff like that. For me, luckily, I have a lot of people who will give me their kind of hand-me-downs when they buy new stuff, but the same sort of things, bulletin boards, flexible seating, which is like different spots for the kids to sit. I also find myself buying stuff for the kids. Like, I always keep granola bars on hand because you never know when kids are going to come and not need it. I teach fifth graders, so I keep feminine products in my classroom. Things like that I buy myself.
Why aren't the school districts, why don't they have the budget to supply these kinds of things if they're needed in the classroom?
There's been a drastic reduction in state funding, and so this is a place that they can cut. When I first began teaching, we had a huge supply closet. It had many, many materials in it that we could just have access to. Over the last couple of years, that's changed. We're not allowed in the supply closet. We have to fill out a request form. We're often told, we're sorry, what you put on your form is no longer available. So it's just a lot of state funding trickling down.
And for you, Kara?
It's the same in our district. We have a lot of budget problems just trying to hire teachers at times. So the supplies are kind of the last thought almost in our district. So it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, typically personnel costs are like 85% of a school's
right.
budget. I'm wondering if you've ever had to alter your lesson plans because the district couldn't provide the supplies and they were just too expensive for you to buy. Has that happened? Is that kind of thing? Is that what we're at risk of?
I would say so, 100%. Science projects I have not done before because of the materials that I would have to go out and buy on my own. And the reality is that I'm making less now than I was 5 years ago. So it's now getting to a point where some of those things need to go because I'm personally taking home less money and have to pay my own bills and take care of my own children.
What do you mean you're making less money?
Over the last 5 years, we've had to pay way more into our insurance. We've taken furlough days. Our health care has gone up. Our retirement has gone up. So all of these things are taking money away from my salary in addition to not having stops or freezes within my contract.
Gotcha. Kara, have you had to change the lesson plan?
Yeah. For us, it's technology. A lot of our lessons have technology components, and it's working with what we have. we don't have any smart boards or interactive boards where you can like write on the board. So sometimes you kind of have to modify the materials that come with your curriculum. I have a few programs I'm required to have the kids on for a certain amount of times. And I had last year, I had 32 kids with 10 iPads. So you have to be creative to be able to get that instructional time that the district requires in. But science, the same thing. We actually were supposed to have a science teacher this year, but we don't because of budget cuts. So I'm not sure what that even looks like yet.
There's always a suggested school supply list for parents, but you know, often there's a request, can you help out with this in the classroom? How often do parents actually help with general supplies for the classroom?
I would say I'm, you know, blessed to have great parents. So if I do send home a note mid-year that says, you know, we're out of Clorox wipes, we're out of Kleenex, I'm running really low on glue, there's always some parents in my classroom that will donate.
At my school, so I am in a lower socioeconomic status area, and so I have a hard time asking our parents for stuff, partly because I'm new, partly because I know it's a struggle for them. All of our kids automatically get free lunch and breakfast, so our parents definitely do what they can, but it's hard for our parents to make that happen. So they will send in, I was surprised how much was sent in the first day of school last year, but other than that, I don't get much from my parents.
And I would agree with that statement, too. I am also a Title I school, 70% free and reduced lunch. So they absolutely do what they can, but that's not always possible on their part.
The state constitution indicates a public school education is to be free, and the school is to supply everything. Parents and teachers shouldn't have to spend a dime. How realistic is that?
That is totally – it's not happening. It's completely unrealistic currently.
I would agree. And I think that could we provide an education for our kids without spending our own money? Yeah, we could do it. We could make it work. But the classrooms wouldn't be comfortable. We wouldn't be teaching to the best of our ability, and the kids wouldn't get the experience that they deserve. And I think as a teacher, I go out and spend my own money because my kids absolutely deserve that.
Was there a time, Cassandra, when teachers didn't have to buy as many supplies for the classroom?
I think it's gotten more, yes, but in my 16 years, that's always just been a part of the job, which I just find crazy because I think most jobs, when you're required to do something as part of your job, you're provided the resources that you need to do that job. And in education, it's just never been that way.
Well, what would the two of you like to see changed?
I would like to see, obviously, an increase in state funding. We are handed down a lot of mandates for the state. I'm in third grade. There's a large third grade reading bill that was passed. We have been given no resources from the state. So things that they're passing and requiring of us, they need to also back it up with the resources and the training.
I would have to say the same thing. It's harder for me to say as a newer teacher. I'm a lot more confident this year and have a lot more supplies. But almost even having classroom libraries for first-year teachers. I know beginning your career, that's a huge thing. We don't have classroom libraries in my district. All the books in my classroom are mine. So maybe having classroom libraries just for kids, getting those resources would be extremely helpful.
I also think some type of reimbursement or tax write-off. Teachers are allowed $250 a year for a tax write-off, which really is not much. So maybe something along those lines that could help ease that pain too.
That is Cassandra Josh. She's a third grade teacher in Sterling Heights. Kara Weinstein is a fifth grade teacher in Ypsilanti. Thanks to both of you for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.